Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Afternoon and welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and this afternoon we're joined by a wonderful lady. She is a senior psychotherapist and life relationship coach from Boca Raton, Florida. Please welcome to our show, Dr. Martha Letts. Welcome to the show, Dr. Letts. How are you this afternoon?
I am just wonderful, Muriel. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you. I'm wonderful. As I said, we were just talking before the show went on air, and was talking about the weather, and I was thinking, oh my God, I've traveled so many miles away from England, and the rain still follows me. But you know what? It's good news. We like the rain, and we have to be grateful for it. Dr. Letts, so you basically, you are a senior psychotherapist and a life and relationship coach. I was wondering, could you give us, myself and our listeners, just a little bit of history about yourself and, you know, what led you down this path, down this vocation in life?
Well, Muriel, that's a great question. When I was younger, and in school, I noticed that when everybody had to be right and everybody had to win, everybody loses. And I kept thinking, well, there has to be a way for a solution to happen so that it's a win-win for everybody. So that's how I kind of got interested in, you know, how people think. I've been doing this for a lot of years, about 25. So that's basically what I've been doing. So I got interested also when I started working and noticing that everybody's story was important. Everybody's voice needed to be heard. And when a person takes time to listen to a person's story and celebrate their story and their journey, magical things happen for that person.
You talk about this journey, and question for you. I mean, just let's talk about the life and relationship coaching that you do right now.
Sure.
Start off there, because I like that. When you talk about life and relationship coaching, what are we talking about? What kind of relationships? Are we talking about parents, children, husbands, wives, etc.? Let's start off with that first of all.
Yes, we're all in relationships, whether we have children, we have parents, we have family members, but we're also in relationships when we're working, when we're socializing. So we are social beings, and every place we go, we enter in a relationship. You have a short relationship with the barista at Starbucks. It ranges all, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be the traditional relationships that people know. As you know, we have wonderful family relationships. That's not just the family relationships between a man and a woman, and 2.3 children and the pet rock in the garden. There's all kinds of relationships.
Right. Absolutely, and then that's the thing, is like all kinds of relationships have issues, and it's funny that you should mention that. But there's the dynamics within a relationship have different issues, because, for instance, as you just said, when you've got the role of like a husband and wife and the children, etc., when you have like same-sex couples, there's issues there, because like I feel like, you know, everyone takes on a good cop, bad cop role within a relationship, you know, within the parenting especially. And I feel like sometimes, with same-sex marriages, especially if they're in a case where they are adopting a child or fostering a child, etc., the roles can be very, very traumatic for them as a parent.
Yes, you're right that that does happen. But parenting is a traumatic role, no matter what, whether it's the traditional or non-traditional, because you're raising someone else, even though it's a child, and it may be your biological child, or you have adopted. That child is an individual in itself. It may have the characteristics of the father's hair color or the mother's eyes, but it's an individual in itself, and they don't come with manuals.
Right, and that's the thing, is if they did come with manuals, sometimes maybe we wouldn't make the same mistakes first time or second or third time round. So with relationships, when you have, say for instance, when you have couples that come there, have you seen, like, over the past 20 years, any change in the issues that couples have when they come to you, or do you think that the issues have always been pretty much the same? It's just that maybe nowadays people are more likely to go out and seek help because it's not taboo anymore to admit that you need help from an outsider.
It's a yes and yes. The issues remain the same, meaning the basic issues. A lot of the issue is miscommunication or shorted communication. What has evolved is that we have instant communication. We're tweeting each other. We're sending texts. We're sending emails, and we're in constant. We can be in constant contact. Being in constant contact is a challenge because you can lose that organic meaning, face to face or on the phone voice with each other. So while it's the same, I feel, in my experience, has been miscommunication, whether it's a person coming in and just wanting to talk to me, or if it's a couple, they will be talking about communication and their communication style. And that's where the fascinating opportunity is, to recognize that you're saying the same thing, but what is occurring is that you're coming at it from different angles. Whether you're a feeler talker or a thinker talker, whether you're an extrovert or an introvert, you're going to come and you're going to communicate in very different ways, but same thing.
Right, and it's so funny that you say that, because I've heard this so many times, and like, not just from from the roles of like life and relationship coaches. I hear it when people talk to me about like business, lifestyle coaches, etc. Communication is so important, and yet it's something that so often gets, they say lost in communication. They literally mean that, because you have two people saying, meaning the same things, but actually vocalizing and articulating it differently.
That's correct. I agree with that. And it's really interesting when you point something out to an individual and say, the person just was talking the same subject, like, where do you want to go for lunch? And the person says, well, you know, I'm really hungry for, I think I'd like to go to, say, the Thai restaurant. And the other person says, well, I'm really hungry, but I think I want Chinese food. Or I feel like I want Chinese food. And they're both looking at the same thing, and they're wanting something with an Asian feel to it, but nobody knows how to get there. Because one's talking feeling, and when the person is talking feeling, the thinker is backing up and saying, okay, well, that doesn't quite register. And when the feeler says, I feel like Chinese food, and the thinker comes, and I think I want Thai, the feeler says, well, no, that doesn't feel right to me. Does that make sense? I think I'm hungry, maybe, huh?
Because, starving now. But yeah, but it's so funny that you should say that, because I'm thinking about, like, when you say that, I'm thinking about Friday night movie night over in my house. It's like Friday night movie night, you know, the kids, and they'll, you know, it's always like pizza and Chinese and stuff like that. But it's amazing, because sometimes they want the same things, my kids, but they'll ask for it in different ways. Like my daughter doesn't know, like, you know, what Italian seasoning is or anything. So she'll call it the green things on the top. The green things that they top on the top. My son, when he thinks of the green things on the top, he's thinking of green peppers on top. So I don't like that stuff. I don't like it. And she's like, but I like it. They both like Italian seasoning. But when she describes it, she doesn't know what it's called. So she says the green thing and he's imagining green peppers, you know. So it's so funny because when you talked about that, I was like, damn, that's in my house every Friday.
that's really funny. That goes to another level of communication. When you say green stuff, your son says he sees a green pepper. That's what he's seeing. And yeah. she's seeing fuzzy stuff. Well, when we say a word, we don't necessarily see the word spelled out. And especially with children, they don't have that skill. We will see the symbol. So if I say to you, apple, what do you see, Muriel?
I'm seeing a red apple. I'm seeing a red apple.
Yeah, exactly. We translate things in symbols.
Right.
And that becomes really fascinating adding the extrovert, adding the introvert, adding the feeler talker, adding the thinker talker, and then throwing in the symbols. You can see how miscommunication can happen, and we have these little tugs back and forth when all we're trying to do is get a pizza or Chinese food, right?
Yeah. That's all I want. I'm going to take a very, very quick commercial break here before we go any further. But for all our listeners out there, just to remind you that our wonderful guest this afternoon is a senior psychotherapist and life relationship coach from Boca Raton. Please, if you need to give her a call after the show, the phone number is 561-300-4066. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMA and theactorstudio.com. That's KDMA and theactorstudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Have you been injured in an auto accident and need transportation to and from your medical appointments? KMW Transportation is located and services the Metro Detroit area. Owned and operated by Shaquana Ford, KMW Transportation Company provides reliable, affordable service guaranteed to get you to and from your destinations on time in a clean and smooth and safe manner. Do you need to get up and go? Call for your car service directly at 313-293-0234. Or by email at quantamarie2015@gmail.com. That's 313-293-0234 or quanamarie2015@gmail.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and our wonderful guest this afternoon is a senior psychotherapist and life and relationship coach from Boca Raton, Florida. Please welcome back to our show, Dr. Martha Latz. Yay, welcome back, Dr. Latz. Now, I had a question for you.
Sure.
You're a senior psychotherapist. Now, when you're working, do you use that? Is that part of your life and relationship coaching, or is that separate? I just want to find that out.
Okay. because I am a psychotherapist, and I have my degree in psychotherapy, I can do live coaching. But live coaching can stand apart. I can mix it back and forth. So if you come with an issue of communication, and then you want to talk about, you know, your next stuff for school or for your career, we can talk about that. So I can switch hats back and forth with a person, but sometimes across state lines, it's just life coach. The transitions, the life cycles that people find themselves in. Becoming an empty nester, becoming, you know, going into a new relationship, going to start a new career. You know, that would be more in the life coaching realm, if you
right.
will.
Right. Now, do you find that people come to you as a, you know, to utilize your skills as a psychotherapist because of the fact that they are having life-changing events, for instance, such as they are getting a new job and they're moving away, etc. Just things like that, events like that in someone's life lead them to mental anguish and anxiety to the extent where they come and seek you for help on that side of it.
Yes. Yes, they do. You know, you'll have a mother who is launching their only child to, and they're going to, the child is going to move clear across the country to start a new career, and the mother is not going to be that actively on a physical day-to-day basis and having problems with that. On the same hand, the young person who has been launched, you know, may be having anxiety because they're worrying about their parents, what's going on, you know, with their parents. So whenever you have anything that goes on in your life, whether it's a medical issue, when you have something that is a medical condition or something that you're navigating on the medical side, there will be psychological issues that will come up. And the same thing when there's something emotional going on, there will be a possibility of medical issues happening at the same time. Does that make sense? Did that answer your question?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because when you're talking about like that, I'm already thinking I better put my time scale in for like, you know, like 10 years when I phone up Dr. Ladd, so like, my baby's going to college. Cause
yes. Or you may say, oh my goodness, I have reached a certain age and I didn't think I was going to get there. We all have our life cycles, and there's the general life cycles, but then we also have the transitions that we have going on in our life, you know, all the time, the transition. Even as simple as the transition to a new car. Think about it. You know,
right.
You're going to get a new car, or you're going to go and going to purchase something for your home. It's a transition. Everything has a transition in our life. There are major transitions and there are minor transitions. But everything is a transition. We are living, and when we live, we transition.
Absolutely. And I think really, I mean, as I said, like something that may not seem like a big deal to one person is going to affect someone else completely differently. So, for instance, like moving home for like maybe the parents may not seem like much, but for the children, it could be devastating. So little things like that we don't think about maybe day to day basis, but little things can trigger off a multitude of other problems.
That's true. I don't like to look at it as problems. I like to look at it as situations waiting for a resolution.
Right.
It's a resolution, you know, that is waiting to happen. And I think that's a really good thing. Sometimes we can get two problems saturated into our problem, and a fresh pair of eyes or a fresh pair of ears at the same time will help us see it in a different light, or a possibility of another outcome than the outcome we might be thinking about.
You see, and this is the reason, you see, and this is what people need to remember. This is the reason why you are a psychotherapist and a life and relationship coach, and we're just the layman because for us, it's a problem. But when we bring it to you, it's not a problem. Does that make sense? The way we look at it in different ways. For you, it's just it's not the same. And I think that's the difference. Is that people need to understand is that I feel like sometimes people don't always want to go and seek help, etc. But that's where the difference lies. Is that for one person, like on a layman's side of it, we may be making it into something so much bigger than it needs to be. When we seek help from someone such as yourself, you can put things into perspective and work around it and not make it as big and as we may say, unattractive as we think it is.
That's very well put, and I couldn't say it better than you just said it. I couldn't say it better myself. I have this theory about pessimists. People will say, "Well, I'm pessimistic," or I look at the glass half full. And I'll say to them, "Well, that's really great," and they'll look at me and they say, "What?" Because you'll never spill what you have in your glass.
Right.
And so you build from there. You know, they know what they have, what they can count on, and then you can build from that point on. You're not going to spill it out, but, you know, so you can hold on to it. And so that's a little Dr. Latzism right there.
Right. There you have it. So my next question to you is, when you, and I want to ask you this before, actually, when you're dealing with people, because I remember you saying very a little earlier on about how when you cross the state lines, etc., you can only deal with certain issues, etc. Say, for instance, if I'm calling you from New York, if you're still in Florida, but I'm calling you as a patient from New York, can you still help me out? Can you still work with me?
That is a very interesting question. In fact, that's the ongoing debate in the professions right now, because people are so mobile, and because people are, I'll just give you an example. I had someone who I've been seeing here that lived in Boca Raton, but she had to take a job, and she was in Asia at the time. I believe she was in Thailand. And she still wanted to talk to me, and we would have regular sessions. She would call me, but because we had established a relationship already, and this was about 5 or 6 years ago, we could still continue to do our work by phone. So this is an ongoing debate. They've been talking about it because, again, there's the Skyping and there's the sessions, the online sessions. So there is a debate going on. There is resolve that is starting to happen. So to answer your question, that's kind of a long-winded question that I just put there. I could do that. I would just have to look into it a little bit more. But one of the ways is that a lot of the questions can be life coaching. If it was something very, very serious, a very, very serious traumatic event, that would need someone in state, that would be a referral. Did that kind of clear that up? I kind of thought it went on.
No, absolutely, absolutely. I just thought I'd ask that question for all our listeners out there who were like, well, let me just figure this one out. But that absolutely did. We have actually, unfortunately, come to the end of our show for this afternoon. But for all our listeners out there, just to remind you that our wonderful guest this afternoon, Dr. Martha Latz, is a senior psychotherapist and life relationship coach from Boca Raton, Florida. You can email her, and the email address for Dr. Latz is latz2000@aol.com. Alternatively, if you need to give her a call, the phone number is 561-300-4066. Thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon, Dr. Latt. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on our show.
Thank you, Muriel. Happy spring.
Thank you. You too.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, is now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.